others. You have come for us again. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Paradosh. Thank you, Father. You are right here, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. Pour your spirit upon all flesh this morning.
Sweetness in my belly flows. Shows me where to go. chose me where to go. This witness lifts me in the fire of life. It shows me where to go. Yeah, it shows me where to go. It shows me where to go. This witness gives me direction. It shows me where to go. It shows me.
Can you just pray in the Holy Ghost? Put up Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16 for me.
I am rose, 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 I am r πρώτη σάιτη, η ότου πρόστη πρόστη πρέδιγητη, η ελεπρέτε πέτετε, η ελεπρέτε τετετε, αι απαπα γαπρες απατσιο παιά, αι εντε, αι εντε δικό κοκόνικε, αι εμπόδι πόδι πόγοντε, η ετα πάλια πράτσι τα πά,
αι
εντε,
In Jesus' name, I pray. One of the miracles of salvation makes it possible for us to feel after God. It's the miracle of salvation. It makes it possible for us to what? To feel after God. Have you taken away? That's what salvation does for us. This is one of the strongest words in the context of salvation. It's krazo. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's the miracle of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. It's the miracle of salvation. It's the way a baby can feel after the mother. The baby knows his mother. Do you know that? It's a miracle. That's how real our salvation is. He says, we have not received the spirit of bondage to fear again, but we have received the spirit of adoption by which we have the ability to scream. It's not just normal screaming. He's talking about the scream that describes where we came from. It's a peculiar scream. It's not the shout of terror. It's not the shout out of terror. No. It's a scream of connection. See the way the baby screams for the mother. That's how our spirit screams for God. It's a miracle. It's a miracle of salvation. It's a miracle of salvation. You can feel after God. You can touch Him. He can hear you. You can hear Him. Krazo. That's the word. Krazo Abba. It's not one strange deity. There is a mystical union. Mystery in the sense that it's beyond explanation. A reality that cannot be explained, yet deep and real. There is an eternal connection that we share. Krazo, Father. Krazo, Abba. That cry will always be in your spirit till eternity. It will always be there. There's nothing you can do about it. It's an installation of heaven in your spirit. That's why it's an abnormality not to long for Him. It's a strange thing. It's an accident not to long for Him. This morning we're just going to start by just flowing from that cry, that oneness. As you pray in other tongues, you are just reaching out to your Savior. Huh? Your Father. Your Father. Where you came from. Perhaps He has something to say to you this morning. Where you came from. I really want you to come up with me.
Receive the spirit of bondage to fear no more. We have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. We have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. We have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. I have not I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more.
I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. No more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. No more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. No more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. No more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. Oh, I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear no more. Ashaladala manana mama 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 mama. I have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. Kaba shababa. Aradila bagasika ramashanda bababa. I have not received. I cry, Grasso! 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 Grasso!
Depressed to me,
Grâce. We say grâce.
barianamos, mandie de gedebros, aregede.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You can have your seat in God's presence. You see, our fellowship should be under the influence of that krazu I was talking about, our fellowship. It should be under that influence. There should be an affection in our gathering. Eh? That spirit, it's the spirit of... It says the reason why we cry krazu is because of the spirit of adoption. And the spirit of adoption is not the way we... It's not the English way we see adoption. You understand? Where somebody that is not your own, you know, I just put the person. It's talking about the spirit that infused us into the life of God and the family of God. So it's not like we're separate. Are we together here? And so our fellowship should, whenever we gather, there should be that krazu. You understand that? That is the sign of his people. Eh? Yes, a mysterious love. An affection to the Father. An affection to the Father. An affection of the Father. There should be affection in the atmosphere. Eh?
Yes,
we must not replace that with anything. Do you understand that? I'm speaking to revivalists in the house, those who God will be sending to lead revivals. You must not replace that thing. If you replace that thing, you have taken out essence. Huh? You must not take out the krazu. You must not take out that cry. The child of God must have that cry. You also must not lose that cry. So when you are building and setting up a kingdom community, that cry cannot be sacrificed for anything. Yeah? Never sacrifice that cry for anything. Don't sacrifice that cry in order to look matured. Friends, if we're no longer children of God, what worthy thing can we be? Never. Don't. Don't have it sophisticated. Eh? Don't keep the gathering sophisticated. The gathering should not be sophisticated. You see, that cry is what makes us one. Because it's the same cry wherever level anybody is. A child gets born again today, he knows that cry. The one who's been born again for 50 years, he has that cry. That cry. That holy affinity towards God. Don't ever be sophisticated. Don't be sophisticated. Immediately you introduce sophistication, you have introduced another civilization that is not the civilization of God. Don't be sophisticated. And what I mean by sophistication, I'm not even talking about sophistication as per human intelligence. I'm even talking about sophistication sometimes even around other beautiful things of God. Do you understand that? So there should be a basic software, a basic spirit that is the essence of our gathering, regardless of the purpose of any meeting. You understand? The purpose of the meeting might be a business, Christian business seminar. It can be a miracle meeting. It can be a deliverance meeting. But whatever purpose it is, must not replace the krazu. Eh? It must not replace the krazu. When the krazu is replaced, will become different, will become something else. You know what the Pharisees did not have? They didn't have anything close to the krazu. Eh? They didn't. Of course, they couldn't have it because the Lord hadn't been, he hadn't provided for us the krazu. But even a form of it that they could still operate with, they didn't have it at all. Do you understand that? They have become sophisticated. And for them, it was the paraphernalia of position in the house of worship, in the synagogue. Do you understand that? You must keep the krazu. Eh? You must what? You must keep the krazu. The man of God, if a man of God doesn't keep the krazu, he will become fake very soon. You have to keep the krazu. It is there that God meets you. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And so the book we just read, the book of Romans chapter 8, teaching about the krazu, says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. So that witness is also the krazu. Huh? The krazu is the spirit side of it. The witness is the spirit side of it. For us, it's we have our own cry. It's the same thing. They have their own cry. But that's our meeting point. Immediately we lose that krazu, we're no longer in fellowship. Are you with me? We're no longer in fellowship. So we mustn't lose it, right? We must never lose it. Praise God. Comfort, can you take up the volume online? All right. I just want to quickly show you something in Revelation chapter 12. Just a short charge. I want to talk about the urgency of intimacy. Or you can give it any name you want to give it. It's just a short 20 minutes charge. And there appeared a great sign in... All right. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. You can use the old KJV. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, and he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as he was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and a child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Now, the particular heaven in contention here is not the heaven of God. Are we together here? The particular heaven here is not what? It's not the heaven of God. The heaven of God is never in contention. Huh? There are no battles going on there. There is no dragon dragging anything with God. Are we together, friends? But this particular heaven here talks about the spiritual dimensions of the earth. Huh? That is the spirit realm of this earth, where the powers that determine what happens on the earth, where they reside. Those are the domains of principalities and powers and all those types, you know, of spiritual wickedness in high places. Are you together with me? And they are in charge of the enforcement of the will of Satan upon the face of the earth. And it's a very organized system that controls the motions of the world. Are you together with me? So that nothing in itself is ordinary and natural. Are we together, friends? And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought on his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So there is a promise of deportation for Satan and his angels. Where they will be completely deported from where they are currently residing, and then they will become very local, and they will be seen. Are you together with me? You know, the Bible, the word of God is true. It says they will come to the earth. I don't know if this is when the great tribulation will start. But there is a promise that Satan will not always man the airspace. Now, I believe that is true, because even before this eventually happens, there have been seasons and revivals that have sacked devils that are in charge of territories. Are we together here?
Yes.
You see, whenever you see a true move of God prospering, it's not every time crowd is a move of God. When I say move of God, I'm not always talking about crowd. Because there's crowd. If you go to Davido's concert, there's crowd. So crowd is not always the true move of God. But I'm saying, when there is a witness of the Spirit amongst the people, and that is providing some levels of prosperity of souls, you know, in a way where the people are beginning to advance more into God. Are you together with me? When that is happening, it can only be because there are some levels of victory that is going on in the earth waves, the heavens of that particular location. Are we together here?
Yes.
So, but eventually there's going to be a type of church that will completely take over the heavens. That's serious. Now, it's not that they will go take over the heavens. It's that they will reign in a way where it will necessitate a war in heaven. Yes. You see? Because actually, you are not meant to fight those guys in the heavens. It's a very dangerous fight. That fight is for angels. Yes. You are meant to live in a way that will kickstart the fight. And this is a very important lesson, please. This is how some people actually ran mad. What I'm talking now. If you go and battle in that place, you'll be a casualty. There is nowhere in scripture you are told to go and battle in that place. What you are meant to battle is the principles that place bring. Now, there will be times where the Spirit of God will come upon you and give you utterances to release. But don't wake up every morning and open your mouth and begin to call for spirits in that place. No. The apostles did not do that. You should cast out devils. Eh? Eh? That's why many of our conferences that we tag apostolic invasion is just to boost our ego. Nothing is invading nothing. Do you understand that? Nothing is what?
Invading.
Because if we are really invading, let's not go there. There's no reason for that. And next time you see apostolic invasion, don't think it's error. You understand? I'm just trying to explain something. Please, don't carry a critical spirit, please. But I'm just saying that word apostolic invasion just means you are going for a program most times. Do you understand? Because the nation will most likely remain the same. The city remains the same. You see, but because what I'm saying is it takes more than a conference to change a city. That's what I'm saying. There has to be an exodus from the principles of darkness. The people must be taught to walk. Are you together? People must be taught to walk against it. It's not 3 days. Am I preaching here? Yes. That's what I'm saying. But in those 3 days, you can do a whole lot for the Lord. A whole lot beyond human comprehension. Huh? So when you look at this woman, it's a woman that has been decked with fullness of revelation. Huh? She's clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now, if you look at the engagement of this woman and the great dragon, you would see that it's not like the woman was fighting the dragon. Am I correct?
Yes,
she was just betting and she was to give birth to a man child. In fact, she fled from the dragon.
Yeah.
Are you together with me? She actually fled from the dragon. She didn't necessarily confront the dragon. It was Michael and his angels that dealt with the dragon. And also don't forget that there was a level the woman got to that provoked the attack of the dragon. You understand? The dragon is not in charge of you not getting a job. What concerns dragon and that one? So there are a lot of accusations that we give to Satan that Satan is saying, look over here. Well, initially, you could say, okay, come on, to relocate, we're going to reach into this. So it's not the dragon. Are we together here? What's the dragon going to battle? The dragon is going to come for us as we mature into the fullness of Christ. Are we together here?
Yes,
so when the church matures and beds something pure, that is when the enemy will rise. Are we together with me?
Yes,
my goodness. You remember the apostle telling us, was it Peter, telling us that he knows that immediately he goes. What are they trying to do? Because there's a purity that Peter had released, but is in baby form. Let me explain how it works. You need to mature to bed something pure.
But what you have birthed is still in baby form. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Now, what happens is that the enemy, immediately it's in baby form, the enemy wants to come and take it out. Which, when you study church history, if you look at the level of rage that hit all the churches and all the cities where they got scripture from. Have you not thought about it? Many of those cities have been completely... It's as if they obliterated anything Christianity in all of those cities. Like his wrath. A lot of those cities, you will even be shocked that they were ever cities where revival was going on. Yeah. When you read that, some of those letters is the Turkey. Say Turkey. What's the percentage of Christians in that Turkey now? Are you getting what I'm talking about? I don't know if you are seeing what I'm talking about. So, you see, when a church or a people, and that's why don't equate attack as doing something wrong. Sometimes attack is proof that you are doing the most correct thing. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
So you see, that man child was a brand new church that woman, who is also the church. Are you together with me? Let me explain it. You'll get it now. You see, this New Testament you are seeing, this New Testament you are seeing, is the product of that woman in the days of them Paul. That's why it is the word of God. Dig it. He says the mantle was caught up to the throne of God. So it now became an eternal witness. Are you getting? This was what they produce. This word of God is alive. It's alive. This word of God you are seeing here is alive. If you go to heaven, there are some places, if you enter it, what you will see is Romans chapter. Yes, that's the headline of the place. That's the name of that street. That's in Romans chapter 8 verse. Yeah. If you have some encounters with God, all he will give to you is a scripture. They are alive. It is caught up. Are you getting me? It is what? It is caught up and can always be fetched for continuity. So if we want to experience whatever the experience, we just fetch it again and can build again. I don't know if you are getting me.
Yes, sir.
We can just pick it, get the template and build again, and then we will see a repetition of what happened there. So we see this woman full of revelation, right?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say some things to us. We have some few minutes. Oh, lo. So this man child she brought forth in verse 5 was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And a child was caught up with God unto his throne. Now the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,203 scores. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. The dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, his angels were cast out with him, and I heard a loud voice saying, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. and they overcame him. Praise God. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and then they loved not their lives to the death. Are you together with me? So that is the... Are you listening to me, friend?
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, it's okay. That is the quality of life that had now happened to the people, where they have a life where they don't love their life unto death. It's not a decision. It is the superior life that is now at work in them. Because at this point of revival, the cost of Christianity is your life. So until you have laid hold of a better life, you are going to compromise. The cause of Christianity here at this level of engagement is not that it's your whole life. It's life. It's your life. So anytime you see mass persecution or persecution of the church that is taking out lives, is because we have attained a level of maturity. I don't know if I'm... And anytime you see peace between us and the systems of the world, it's because we are cooperating. I'm just trying to teach us, prepare us for the last days. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
But we'll not talk about this one in the night. Let's talk about it in the morning. So I understand if you are not enjoying this preaching, but let me just say it. Since you are not the one that called me, let me just say it. So at this level, the reason why you are going to overcome is two things: the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. Eh? Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Now, this word of testimony is not testimony time. It's different. Are you together with me? It is the reaffirmation of what Jesus has done inside them. That's how they overcome. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and because they have gotten to a point where they do not love their lives unto the dead. So they are not trying to stay alive. It's no longer a vision or a mission to stay alive. At that level, your life is owned by God. Now let's read. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. So at this level of existence, you must be able to practice dual citizenship. That even though you are on the earth, you must be dwelling in heaven. So you must have practiced heavenly living, which is concentrated in your spirit man. Are you together with me? Your spirit man is the distance between the earth and heaven. It's not the distance between heaven and earth is not heaven and earth. The distance between heaven and earth is your spirit man. So with your spirit, you can be in heaven. With your spirit, you should be in heaven. Am I here? Are my friends here? So it's no longer a far place. The software has now, made sure they've compacted everything inside your spirit. Because there will not be time to do that travel. The crisis on ground will not... Listen to me, friends. The crisis will not be able to permit that trip. You have to be able to make that trip immediately at every given time. So you see, all we are doing here is rehearsal. Because a time will come where you have to be able to practice that trip quickly, because there's no time for you not to be able to practice that trip. That's why the instrument of righteousness, peace, and joy that's in the Holy Ghost must be your teacher for how to live. Yeah. Why? Because those three things is the thermometer, is the feel of heaven. If you are in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, you are as well in heaven. Are we together here?
Yes.
You see, so therefore rejoice ye heavens and they that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, those who they have used that thing they used to anchor sheep. They have anchored them on the earth. He said, woe to them. Why? The devil is come down. And there's the exact place he's going to, is to you. Having great wrath. Because he knows that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man child. Like, he persecuted the woman. Can you ask me, why did he start persecuting the woman after she brought forth the man child? Ask me. He usually does not know when that is going on. Yeah, he does not know. Does not know. He doesn't know everything. He does not know. You see, the enemy just ideates a lot. He does not know. Scripture made us understand that he does not know a lot. The first church that was born, that Jesus came to born, he didn't know until the church had arrived the same. Jesus died, resurrected. In fact, he was helping Jesus do everything. He still did not know what he was doing. So he does not know. Do you know that every attack of Satan you went through pushed you closer to maturing?
Yeah.
Everyone. So if the devil knows, is he not meant to be the one taking care of us? You see, except you rebel against the Spirit. If you don't rebel against the Spirit, there is nothing you go through in life that if you allow the Spirit teach you how to handle it, that you will not appear a better person. It's not possible. It's not possible. Except you rebel against the Spirit. All things will work together. All things for good. To them that what? That love God. And that they called according to his purpose. So if you allow the love of God to control you in the midst of crisis, you are going to appear finer and better. Are we together here?
Yes,
so that the enemy, Satan, did not know that that woman was producing the man child. Yes. He's not completely certain of it. And so, because he knows that his time is... And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time and times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. So the Lord is going to wear the church in that day the wings of eagles. Yeah. But the part is that the first part of this statement, the earlier verse said that she went to the wilderness, you see, to a place that was prepared for her. So there is something about a church that is maturing, is that she will not have acceptance. Am I preaching here?
Yes,
that's the true church. The true church is not anti-society, because she decided to be anti-society. And what I mean by anti-society is anti the spirit that works in the world. And that's why Jesus told us that you are going to be persecuted. And he says, if they hated me, if they persecuted me, the same will happen to you. So when you see a church that is applauded, it must mean that that church is not receiving the applause of Jesus. Are you together with me? And the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God. So it means that that woman has learned to live. To live with the Lord without other things. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, that is the lesson that you are going through. But you are not aware of it. Sometimes rejection is permitted for you to perfect living with Jesus. Yes. Anytime you experience, you see, let me tell you this. I believe that the most painful thing that a soul can ever go through, the most painful attack you would ever experience, is the attack of rejection. You understand? I don't know when you will experience it. I hope you won't. Even though I don't have faith in that prayer, but I should not be saying negative things to you. I pray you won't. But you see, there are fewer things that hit the soul than rejection. Rejection is a real attack. And sometimes the Lord will permit it because he wants to train you on how to live on a place prepared of God. Yes. Rejection. When you are rejected, you have your greatest opportunity to find God. Yes. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Give me that scripture where Jesus was talking about how we will be persecuted. If they hate him, they will hate us. They'll hate us. Now you know we just love. And ye shall be hated of how many men?
All
men. They'll hate you. Now the point here is it's not saying everybody will hate you. That's not the point. The point is saying that the principle that governs men. That's what he's saying there, because practically speaking, not all men will hate you. But what he's talking about, the principle that governs men, and the men that lay hold that principle there to themselves, are going to hate you. I saw a video of a musician, I think was it 3 days ago or 4 days ago, where he was trying to explain why he said he wouldn't be singing nasty songs and all of that. And there was a lot of criticisms against him. He just said he won't sing nasty songs, that he doesn't want to sing songs that has nasty stuff's content. And then the attacks were serious over him. So he did a video and said, why are people attacking me? I just said I will not be singing. Why are you not attacking people singing? You see, because he's contradicting a principle. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
It's contradicting a principle. So when we begin to live in the fullness of revelation knowledge, we are going to create a serious alarm in the atmosphere that will lead to serious attacks. I believe all I'm just saying in these few minutes, I'm just prophesying the next few years of that church, this beautiful church that we're talking about. I'm not talking about Glory Center Community Church. I'm just talking about the new breed that God is now raising. And if you are part of that breed, you must raise yourself up. Are you together with me? And love the Lord. Love the blood. Eh? Love the blood. Are you together with me? Love not your life. You know, when we talk about your life, it's not just your physical life. Your reputation is part of your life. Listen, it's not easy to be ascertained foolish. When you follow Jesus, one of the stamps that will be put upon you is what? Is fool, is a fool. You can't follow Jesus and people are unsure that you are a fool. You will look like a fool. The only thing is that in the day where power is needed, it will be from you the power will flow. Yeah, it will be from you the power will flow. It will be from you the power will flow. And then there will be a sustenance that is at work in you that they will eventually see. They'll find out what is crushing them is not crushing you. Yeah, that is when they will now come to you. But it starts by people being sure that you are a fool. Are we preaching here?
Yes, sir.
So I want to encourage you that intimacy is urgent. I said intimacy is urgent.
Yes, sir.
Let me close. Let me close quickly. Where's my Bible? Intimacy is what?
Urgent.
It's urgent. But in the midst of all this persecution, there will be serious wonders going on. Serious. Serious one. Serious wonders. Oh, Baradaba Shandalabaya. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The earth helped the woman. Eh? What helped the woman?
Yes.
The earth helped what? The woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. At this level, the church will come to authorities where even the elements of the earth will begin to work for us. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The church will come to that authority, the elements of the earth. We're going to see communities sacked by natural disasters, and there will be signs of churches and Christian communities remaining. Yeah. Strange acts of God. I know you don't really believe this. You are just saying, but I'm telling you, I know you don't believe it. No, a lot of people don't believe it. Just say, when is he going to drop this microphone? Let's go home. I know you are not ready for what I'm preaching. I know. See this one. I know where you are ready for what I'm preaching. I try. But I'm just releasing it as a prophecy. Because the words have to be complete. So I'm just, don't worry, don't say. I'm just adding my own quota. That's a way. The elements of the earth will help the woman. It's unfortunate. You know why? A lot of us grew up without being trained. We are lagging behind on the basis of curriculum. We're lagging behind. There are some things that we should be accustomed to, but and not just Bible teaching, I'm even talking about the spirit with which we're engaged, even in the house of the Lord. Some of those spirits are spirit of a better tomorrow. That's what a lot of us are engaged, better tomorrow, for many years. So as I'm saying these things, you are just trying to relate it. To relate it to your life. Say, what's the religion? How can I add this to my CV on LinkedIn? But another spirit is here. The dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Another time we'll come and look at this scripture again. And then we'll look at these videos, because we have the woman, we have the man child, we have the remnant. We're going to look at these three man. You see, the man child is the spirit, is the accurate spirit of the church. That's why that one goes to the throne. The woman are the constitution of accurate laborers. Yeah. They are the accurate laborers who were able to grow and to build a brand new church. They were the ones that, you see, when a new thing wants to start, God will link it to what was accurate in the past. It's not going to link it to everything. There are some people who are great in our generation who there is nothing from them that will be used to build in the next generation. There will be nothing. They won't pick anything. As the man of God dies and his church dies, they will just pack them up like that and say, Itesheto, they will pack them up. There's no mantle to get from them. There's no wisdom to get. There's nothing. Because everything they did was sense. So it's not part of the building. But the remnant seed, you see, is the children of the woman. Not necessarily, not the man child though. Yeah. The man child is the spirit. Yeah. The remnant are the children. And those ones have been trained. They know how to keep. Those ones are not going to compromise. They will keep the commandments of God. And they have the testimony of Jesus. So sometimes you might think you are not popular, but you don't know that God is using you for a remnant. Yes. We'll look at it again another day. Have a great morning. God bless you.